This episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show does include some adult language, so listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting, and this is where myself and my co-host, Alexa, pick a random podcast, plug it in, and see how long we can hold on. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 3.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 240.
And while I go dig out what that podcast means, you can listen to this little disclaimer.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Well, we all just learned something differently. They categorize the comedy area a little differently. They have like interviews and this and that. So if I go to just all comedy, it's only 200 choices to pick from. So Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 200.
Your random number between 1 and 200 is 175.
And that leads us to Beauty and the Beast podcast with Joey Diaz and Felicia Michaels. Joey Coco Diaz is a veteran stand-up comic who's appeared in the movies Spider-Man 2, Taxi, The Longest Yard, and is paired perfectly with stand-up comic Felicia Michaels, who has appeared on Showtime, MTV, and Comedy Central. Diaz and Michaels supply laugh-out-loud black and blue comedy that will arouse young and old audiences alike. Get off the Xanax, stop popping Paxils, and download this podcast. It will change your life. Their website is at Beauty and Da, as in D-A, Da Beast, beautyandthebeast.com. We're going to be listening to episode 113. You got to listen to the audience with Rich Snyder, and it goes a little something like this.
Do us a favor. Felicia's worked real fucking hard on this podcast. She plays music. She does everything but show you a little fucking blonde monkey. Do me a favor. Vote for the fucking podcast
not so
award,
all right? Anymore.
Today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. You went and voted for one of these momos for presidents. Now, go vote for us. You got till November 15th. Get your shit together.
Where at?
What's happening, Felicia Michaels?
Well, Joey Diaz, I've just been very busy doing the podcast with the ladies. I have a new little podcast with the ladies called She Said What. So I've just been super busy with that and, my kids' stuff. And, you know, today's crazy because people are going to go vote, which is crazy. And I'm so glad it's going to be over with. But I'm gnawing my fingernails down to the quick at the same time. I know you don't give a fuck, but... do you give a fuck? Are you nervous?
I give a fuck. Care? You know, I just don't know. I know that one thing for sure. I know our guest today is from Jersey. And here's the funny thing. In Jersey, you're allowed to email your votes, which I've left Jersey 25 years ago. And I still vote in Jersey.
When was this
they
published?
Vote for you. You know what I'm saying?
They do November
the
2nd.
For you. They do the absentee ballot for you. So I can't imagine like there's going to be drama from this vote. Just from like the New Jersey, New York side of people not voting. You know, some of the fucking voting places are still dark. You know, I know there's going to be drama again. I don't give a fuck. I could just see it coming. There's going to be a riot by Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw in the news that Mitt Romney already has a legal team in place in Ohio. So it's just like,
yeah.
You know.
It's just going to be
what it is now, right, Rich?
Everybody. You're pretty
political,
Obama
right,
has a legal
Rich?
Team
yeah.
in place, too.
No, he
I
doesn't.
Have a legal team in place. Everybody.
Joey has a legal team in place for sure.
Always. I got guns, you got a gun, we all got guns.
We all got fucking guns. Now we gotta get the bullets for those fucking guns. That's the problem. And they're still having a hard time. I'm reading about this shit in the paper this morning online that, you know, okay. FEMA hasn't hit the certain places. They won't let TV channels go into certain places to show how bad it really is, which this is the horrors of this type of stuff. This is it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, on Thursday and Friday, I had all the pictures of Obama hugging white women with bandages on their head. That's always great for votes and shit like that, you know? But.
All right. Well, that's from November 2012. Apparently, they have pod faded. And the only thing to me is, you know, when they say, what have you been up to? And she's like, well, I'm not really sure, started this podcast. And it's obviously, this is another one for me if you're going to have multiple people on your podcast, everybody gets a microphone. And as I was listening to that, I don't know this for sure, but it sounds like they had one microphone for three people. And obviously, he's a big guy. He talks pretty loud, and she doesn't. And so, I don't know, just not a great kickoff. A lot of talent there, I'm sure, but nothing to me. Is it just me? I'm starting to feel like I'm one of the old guys in the Muppets. You know, what's wrong with that? Get him off the stage. I just like, why aren't you putting any thought into the beginning of your show? You know, instead of like, well, I don't really know. Why not come out and say, I started this new podcast. You're going to love it. It was so-and-so. You know, sell it. Something with a little confidence as opposed to, well, what do you want to talk about today? That kind of conversation, in my opinion, and again, that's all this is, should happen off the mic before you hit record. Is it just me? Am I the only one that thinks this? Because so far, I'm not liking a lot of the podcasts, and that's why I'm picking them random. But this one, I'm like... And again, I might watch these two do stand-up, and I've seen that too, where a lot of stand-ups do a podcast, and then they're not funny. They're interviewing. Well, if I want to listen to interviews, I'll tune into, I don't know, Larry King, Barbara Walters, Jimmy Fallon, something, I don't know. At any rate, that's going to do it for this edition of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy the ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.